This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If there's one thing we want for our kids, it's that they turn out to be decent, thoughtful, kind people. But how do you teach that? Well, it just so happens that kindness is one of the easiest values to pass on to our kids. That's according to a new European study looking at how values are passed down. Dr. Justin Colson is a leading parenting expert and best-selling author. G'day, Justin.
Hello, Katrina.
Well, this sort of is confusing because it turns out that teaching kindness is both easier and kind of more difficult than you might think. Can you explain?
It's one of those things, isn't it, where, I mean, you hear somebody say, oh, teaching kindness is easy, and then you look at your own children and think, if it was easy, my kids would be kind. They're driving me and everyone else crazy. But the researchers in this particular study really did show that teaching our children to be kind is not that hard. We just have to be kind ourselves.
Oh, because it's so easy to be kind all the time.
Well, that's right. It can be a little tough. And in fact, you can tell by looking at parents just how kind they're feeling. I remember watching one parent. In fact, I remember being the parent where, you know, you pick up your child, your young child, and you walk out of whatever room you're in with a smile on your face, but you've got the death grip on their arm, like, if you dare to make another noise, you're... And that's not kind, is it? But sometimes we don't know what else to do.
Oh, it's hard to be kind all the time. We try so hard. But what I love about this study was that parents who promote kindness are actually more likely to pass those values on than the parents who emphasise the power and the achievement. Why is it, Justin, that kindness is actually easier to teach than selfishness?
I think the main reason to come out of this study, and certainly from a logical, a psychological perspective as well, is that when we are kind, we develop a good relationship with our child. And that means that our child is more likely to listen to us and learn from us. Children learn best when they feel safe, when they experience joy. And so if we can make them feel safe and happy because we're being kind to them, they're much more likely to learn from us. They tend not to learn particularly well when they're afraid or when they're angry. And obviously, our kindness facilitates their learning.
Yeah, which is really a good news story. So do you have any ideas, Justin, on how we can model kindness with our kids?
Yeah, there's a handful of things that I'd suggest. And they're, again, they're easy to say. They're hard to do. But the first thing is just to smile at your kids. I don't know if you've noticed this, but we spend a lot of time looking very, very serious. We take this parenting business pretty darn seriously. if we can just smile a little more, that's a really good start. The second thing that I would say is speak softly. Always speak softly. There's no need to yell. Your children aren't deaf. Unless they actually have a hearing disorder, your children's hearing is just fine. And if you aren't sure about that, just stand at the other end of the house and ask them who would like $10 or who would like an ice cream, and they'll come running and you'll know that their hearing is just fine. So be kind and be soft. They're the first couple of things. The third thing that I would say, and it's a really important one, is look on your children with compassion. Your children really need you to be compassionate. They need you to recognize that it's hard. They've got their L plates on and sometimes they're just not quite sure what to do. And so when they feel compassion from you, a sense that you want to understand and you know that it's hard, it's incredible how well they respond.
Mm. And Justin, do you think it's important to kind of spread that kindness beyond your immediate family, to sort of apply that compassion to people, you know, outside of our family, so they can see that kindness isn't just for those that we're really close to and that we love, but that we can be kind to, you know, to strangers or to people we don't know as well?
When I was a young man, or a young boy actually, I was probably 7 or 8, I was driving along with my dad in the car along a dirt road, a back road somewhere, and we saw a big lump in the middle of the road. Dad stopped the car and he climbed out and found that there was a man who'd passed out drunk in the middle of the road. He lifted the man into the back seat of our car, pulled his wallet out, found his address and drove him home. Took him to his wife and helped him to get settled. It probably took half an hour extra out of our night that Dad probably didn't have. But that memory has become an enduring memory and legacy for me of what it is to be kind, to look after other people. It's a wonderful, you know, it's a Good Samaritan kind of story, I suppose.
Totally. But what's amazing is that all these years later you remember it so vividly.
I remember it profoundly and deeply because my dad modeled kindness. And I remember, I don't know if I thought it then, but I've certainly thought it many times since. That's how we treat people. That's how I want to be. I want to look out for people like my dad looks out for people. Mm. So the answer is yes. We've got to, you know, be the family that does the cookie drops or takes a meal over to someone because they've had a baby or they've been ill, or, you know, getting to know the neighbours and hosting the neighbourhood Christmas party. It doesn't really matter what we're doing. If we're looking for ways to be kind, our children see that example. They learn from it. And while they might struggle with it while they're young because they've got their L plates on, they'll grow up to be kind people.
Mm, yeah. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Katrina.
That's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au. And we've been talking about passing on kindness to our kids.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.